The Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, describes Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. Amar Lava Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Chazal said regarding Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Sh'askan b'dvarim haya. He was a person who was askan b'dvarim. And the Gemara, a couple of lines later, asks, My askan b'dvarim, what is meant when he's described as an askan b'dvarim? Amar Rav Shashi, so Rav Shashi explains, the pasuk on Mishlei says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Leich and Namala Otzel. A lazy person should learn from an ant. Rei durachecha v'chacham. Watch its ways and you will become smarter. Ashelein lo katz and shaiter u'moisho. It doesn't have an officer, it doesn't have police, it doesn't have a king. Tochen b'chayitz lachma. It prepares in the summer its food, even though, as all the Mepharshim explain, it's very bothered by the heat. It still does what it has to do. Oge b'kotze machlam. Omer, so Rav Shimon Chalafta said, Ezel echse ivadi hu deles l'malka. The Gemara goes on to describe how Rav Shimon Chalafta wanted to determine if indeed this is true, that what Shlomo HaMelech said, that a namala, ants, don't have a king. So Tosfos, the very Maskil Ezel, quotes and asks from the Gemara, Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hei Yom Aleph. The Gemara there says that there was a Talmud that told Rabbi Yochanan that he believes what Rabbi Yochanan says because he was able to independently verify what he said. Said Rabbi Yochanan, so it turns out that you are a Malaglig Adivrei Chachamim. You only believe in what you could see yourself. If you wouldn't have seen it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. And the Gemara says that he became a Gal Shel Atzamas. So you see that you're supposed to believe, not independently verify. So ask Tosfos, how do we see in our Gemara? And on the contrary, it seems from our Gemara that Rav Shimon ben Chalafta is praised for this, that he tried to independently verify what Shlomo HaMelech said and seemingly didn't accept it without verifying. So, Tosfos answers, he wasn't looking to dispute Shlomo HaMelech. All he was trying to do was understand how did Shlomo HaMelech come to this conclusion. The Mashah takes it a step further. The Mashah says, Rav Shimon Chalafta certainly believed everything Shlomo HaMelech said. Rav Shimon Chalafta believed everything Chazal said. Just he wanted after that belief, which was never going to be changed, he wanted to independently verify. And he quotes the Chovas Halvavas. The first, a person has to have be mam and he has to believe, because this is what he learned from his Rebbe, this is learned from his parents. And then he has a right, and maybe not a right, he has a requirement to go into Chakira, try to understand what he learned. And as the Divrei Shol explains, first a person has to accept everything that Chazal teaches us as absolutely true. And then he could go further. And moreover, it has to be that if you won't understand what you heard, after you try, that won't shake your emuna. But then, the Yunyakov and the Maramshif have a different approach. Their approach is that here, Shlomo HaMelech, and before we go further, that's what the Mepharshim explain, is the reason why he was called an Askan B'dvarim. If we think about this Gemara, the Gemara begins about Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, and the Gemara calls him an askan b'dvarim. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we know he was, what does that mean? So how does askan b'dvarim have to do with what we're learning now? But what we're learning now is very gishmak. And just like we make a bracha every morning, lasik B'divrei Torah. What does Lasik B'divrei Torah mean? That we don't just take the Divrei Torah that are there, but we study them. So too, Rav Shimon Chalafta took what Shlomo HaMelech said and studied them. But as I said, started saying, the Ramshif, the Yin Yaakov, have a different pshat. And their pshat is that Shlomo HaMelech himself here tells us, Lecha Namola, go and see the ways of a Namola. So even if normally we're not supposed to, we're supposed to accept, here Shlomo HaMelech gives us instructions to particularly go and check independently. There's a halacha, and Hilchas Staka, Simen Reish Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hatzdaka Doiches Kseres Kashas. Giving Tzedaka has the ability to override any terrible decrees. Uberav, if Chas V'Shalom somebody is suffering from hunger, Tatzlamim Ovis, K'may She'ir El Tzrofis. Continues the Ramah, V'hi Masheres. Giving Tzedaka makes one wealthy. However, says the Ramah, Vosel Nasas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one may not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki im b'davazeh. The only place a person could, so to speak, test HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in giving tzedakah. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, b'chununi no b'zois, em lo eftach asru b'sar shemayim. If you give tzedakah, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you? Says Drama, v'yeshar min b'davka b'nesinas meiser, mutl nasas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only place where this applies is by Meiser, Avlo B'Shat Tzedaka. The Masha quotes the Shla, who disagrees with Ramah. But the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sif Aleph quotes a Sefer Mishnah Sechamim that says, the Hod Shor L'Nasis B'Mos Meiser, where are you allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're giving Tzedaka. In a Menasless Asher. If you're doing it because you want to get wealthy. So the pasuk says, and Ramah says, you're allowed to do it. Test HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yachol. Al B'Shvel Toiv Acheres. But let's say your intent in giving tzedakah is a different purpose. K'moy B'Shvel Sheyichne B'Noy K'doyma. Different children should be okay. Other Oslo Nasas. So the question is, that many Mefarshim ask, why is the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting the Mishnah Seferim, saying only in regards that I should become wealthy may I test HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving tzedakah, nowhere else? So the Poskim answer, based on the Maram Shif that we just quoted, what are we allowed to do? We're only allowed to do what it says explicitly we're allowed to do. So that's why, even though normally we're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to independently try to verify the truth of what it says in the Pasuk, the truth of what it says in Chazal, as Tosfos began, they began our shiur with Tosfos. But if the Pasuk or Chazal explicitly tell us that we can and we should, it's very different. Similarly, over here, where the Pasuk says, B'chunoni na b'zois, so since the Pasuk is explicitly telling us, we may, so we may. But where is the Pasuk telling us we may? Im lo eftach lechem es arubas ha-shamayim. The Pasuk is only speaking regarding wealth. It's only regarding wealth. May we do so? Nowhere else. The Poskim, however, do say that even though we're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we're learning here, stock is the one exception, that doesn't mean that a person can't do mitzvahs or learn Torah and say that I'm doing these mitzvahs and the mitzvah should be a schus. I'm learning Torah, it should be a schus for whatever schus a person needs. Also, the Paiskim indicate that, as we just said, it's only by Meiser. And the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat Bei says, not only is it limited to Meiser, but it has to be Meiser Ksofim. Some want to say it's only when you give the Maisa to Talmid Chachamim. And moreover, if you're going to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it is by Maisa Ksofim, it's only if you follow all of the rules that Maisa Ksofim come with. If you don't do the halacha, if you don't do the Maisa Ksofim perfectly, then you haven't, then the test is not going to necessarily succeed. Moreover, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and Parshas Re'eh, and so too does the Meshech Chochma say, that says the pasuk regarding Bir Meisers. We know that every the fourth year and the seventh year, if somebody had stored up Meiser, he had to dispose it, and he had to say a Nusach of Vidu Meiser. And the pasuk says, "V'shamarta v'asisa oisa b'chol vavcha or b'chol nafshecha." That even though the Torah teaches us that we're allowed to, so to speak, test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, what I really would like from you is to do the mitzvahs v'shamarta v'asisa yisam, to do the mitzvah of tzedakah b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, pure intention, and just always completely rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always doing what is best for us.